231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Monday, August 25th, 2025 edition. Missy wants me to remind you also, if you've been through the fat burning program previously, you're a former client, and perhaps you've put on a few more pounds than what you reset your hypothalamus brain inside your brain at. If you've gone back up 10 pounds, 15 pounds, whatever, there could be something wrong again with your system. She will do a rescan and put you on a 20-day fat burn to get you back in sync with your body. She will do that also at a 25% reduction cost. So just call their office. 269-964-4044. Tell them that you're a former client and they will give you the discount as well. One of the things that I've been following, and it's pretty interesting, this process. The budget, of course, we've been talking about that forever as we're getting through the last week here of August, Monday, Labor Day. Of course, I'm going to be on a mission to do something with Miss Vicky over that long weekend. We'll not be on the air on Labor Day. We have a very special Jerry Stewart show for you. But one of the things that I'm looking at is how they're coming back to Lansing, full legislative session in place, how they are going to handle this budget. And again, we mentioned this polling that was done of schools board members, teachers, principals, staff, all the things they're looking at for the school budgets. Well, one of our listeners, Patriot Pat, when's the last time teachers have taken a pay cut? Well, the answer to that, of course, is never. They always get an annual inflationary increase, 2 to 3% every single year. One of the biggest problems we have is all the different school districts. Over 600 school districts in 83 counties. Every one of them has a school district board, a superintendent. These costs are astronomical, and they continue to put strain on the schools, on the tax system, and ultimately the budgets that these state reps and state senators need to pass. Well, in the process, there is voting that goes on to elect these officials. One of the interesting little dynamics that I caught my eye was a story, is a question that people want to know the answer to. Can you vote straight ticket and vote for someone else? Well, the answer in the state of Michigan is yes. It's a question that's going to be asked more than once during the next 15 months. May I vote straight Republican ticket or straight Democrat ticket and vote for independent candidate Mike Duggan for governor or anyone else for that matter without spoiling my ballot? Well, the answer is yes. MERS News Service received the above question from a reader and went directly to four different people who should know the answer. Because of two recent constitutional amendments impacting Michigan's voting laws. It's not surprising that folks are confused. While the relevant section in the state's constitution is Article 4, Section 4, Subsection 1C, that reads, quote, "In partisan elections, the ballot shall include a position at the top of the ballot by which the voter may vote by a single selection or record a straight party ticket vote for all the candidates of one particular party. The voter may vote or split or mix their ballot." Angela Benander of the Secretary of State's office said, yes, you can vote straight ticket and still have your off-party vote count. MERS asked Allegan County Clerk Bob Janeski if a person could vote straight ticket Libertarian, for example, but then end up picking a Green Party candidate for Attorney General. In that case, all of your votes for your straight ticket Libertarian would count, except for Attorney General. That would go to the Green Party candidate that you voted for. Well, another clerk, Macomb County Clerk Anthony Forlini, responded to the previous question with, absolutely, yes, you can. Well, very far left progressive Ingham County Clerk Barb Byram agreed. Person may vote straight party plus choose to vote for a specific candidate who is not part of that party. The vote for that candidate in that race would count, and the rest of their votes would go to the party that is affiliated with the straight party vote. That would count in all the other races. Because I've had this question asked of me already. Randy, can I vote straight Republican? But if I don't like the Republican nominee for governor, can I still vote for the independent Mike Duggan? The answer is yes. Now, the other reason it's coming to light and light of people are starting to ask is because Duggan's already running commercials. He's already running billboards. Vicky and I were watching a movie on YouTube, documentary, I forget exactly what it was, and we're sitting there and all of a sudden a pop-up ad came on, and it was an ad paid for by Mike Duggan running for governor in the state of Michigan, talking about Detroit back in 2013 when he took over and all the things that he's done as being Detroit mayor's, actually the most effective mayor, is the tagline. Well, if he can be an effective mayor of the largest city in the state of Michigan, do you think he would be a good, effective governor? That's the correlation they're hoping that you make. Most effective mayor can be the most effective governor for the whole state. But he's running as an independent. So I've had people text me already, call me, ask me about it. Well, I saw this story today and I thought, yes, we need to get this information out there. You're welcome, Debbie. Robert. We need to cut administrative staff by 40%. That's what needs to be done for the budget. Especially when it comes to schools. Actually, I'm in favor of consolidation. There's absolutely insanity. It's insanity that we have this many school districts in 83 counties. I believe the number is like 635, 653, I forget. It's huge. And every school district has a school board. Every school district has a superintendent. It's redundant. It's absolutely not necessary. you can consolidate school districts. That would save a ton of money. Absolutely, Robert, agree with you. Now, one other part of this story I'm going to get to. The August 4th primary next year. This is where the Democrats and the Republicans hold their primaries to expect people to vote for their candidate, their preferred candidate, to be the nominee heading into the November general election. Again, Duggan is not wanting to compete as a Democrat, which he is, against Jocelyn Benson, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, and Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson. He wants to avoid that primary battle and run as an independent in November. He can save all his money, doesn't have to spend money on signs, doesn't have to spend money on advertising or anything during the August primary. But the guy is already running ads, billboards, going around the state of Michigan talking to various groups. So he got a very serious question. Is he using that money now because, number one, he's got so much of it? Or number two, because he's running an effective campaign to the point where news agencies are actually asking clerks whether or not you can vote straight ticket as well as vote for Duggan? Kind of interesting. And here is the other component to this. What about the debate? After the primary in August, they normally have the two-party candidates, Republican and Democrat, stand on a stage and debate. Well, is Duggan as an independent going to be included in those debates? I'm sure based on fundraising, I'm sure based on polling, he by then will probably have enough percentage of the vote to qualify to stand on stage with the Republican and the Democrat. Question is whether or not they're going to allow it. Question is whether or not they will agree to attend if Duggan's there. So it's going to be very, very interesting. Well, he appeared on Off the Record with little Timmy Skubik. We've got some perspective from Duggan on Trump, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, and making a deal on the budget. We'll get to that. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Continuing on with this story, as well as a continuing story about Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan. Off the Record had him on their show last week, and they questioned him specifically about crime and President Donald Trump. Well, that's one of the many storylines that came out of the first off-the-record appearance by independent gubernatorial candidate Mike Duggan. What Mike Duggan giveth, Mike Duggan taketh away. He first heaped praise on President Trump for helping to curb the crime issue in the mayor's backyard. But Duggan removed some of the ardor of the statement, revealing for the first time that he wants no part of a Trump directive ordering National Guard into Detroit, as what the president is doing at the nation's capital. So the question came, if you got a call from the president tomorrow morning wanting to deploy National Guard in Detroit, what would you say? Well, very blunt, to the point, no. To mix troops with police officers is not a good law enforcement strategy. It's a bad strategy. But you just heaped praise on him for what he's doing in Washington, D.C. Well, that wouldn't work in Detroit, because we have strong law enforcement in Detroit. We don't have the problems that Washington, D.C. has, because I haven't allowed it. Whoa. So Duggan isn't your normal Democrat mayor of a big city? He's tough on crime. Interesting. Also, on the would-be economic job creation front, if elected, Duggan said he would not abolish the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, even though he doesn't believe they're getting the job done. I would make the MEDC functional. It hasn't been functional for years. Having said that, Duggan confirmed that his approach would abandon the so-called check-first strategy of some previous governors. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, for example, wrote a huge check to General Motors for new battery plants in Lansing, as well as the General Motors Orion, Lake Orion facility, only to see the deal go out the window with GM selling the project to another firm. I would do, for example, what we've done in Detroit. Future job creators commit to a project, and as it unfolds, the city then kicks in sweeteners. A check first would never be dangled to land more jobs. It would take an extraordinary case to get a check issued up front, he concluded. On other issues, he opposes school vouchers, saying it would add more problems to an already broken education system. If there is a statewide ballot proposal, for example, to wipe out property tax, I would vote no, basing it on his fiscal concerns about paying for law enforcement, firefighters, and other local services. Well, I'm going to stop you right there, Duggan. Have you sat down with Carla Wagner? Have you actually read the proposal? Some municipalities will actually end up getting more revenue via her local revenue sharing idea that is embedded into the Axe My Tax ballot proposal. So obviously, you're uninformed and you're making a statement about something you've never even looked at or researched. Having learned a good deal of his political acumen at the knee of mentor former Wayne County executive Ed McNamara, Duggan was asked if he would horse trade if elected governor. When told the first question was hypothetical, he laughed and shook his head. He also said he and other politicos don't like these type of inquiries. Well, give me a specific. If you were governor and needed one more yes vote to pass your road fix plan, and a lawmaker said he would vote yes if he got some state aid for a project back home, would you make a deal? Well, at first, he tried to responding by complaining about all the pork barrel spending in the Capitol, but was quickly redirected to the essence of the question. Would you be a horse trader? I won't tell you that it's impossible to do a deal. I'll never tell you that will never happen. As I look back over 40 years in the political trenches, I'll describe it this way. I would never horse trade for something that I thought was wrong, but if I thought there was a meritus in the project that got moved up on the priority list, those are the kind of agreements you'd have to make every day to build coalitions. Duggan also agreed to do the overtime segment of Off the Record. You can find it on their website, WKAR.org. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole.